Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, April 3rd, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Twitter previously announced that it would start removing the blue checkmarks of legacy verified users starting April 1st, with only Twitter Blue subscribers who pay either $8 or $11 per month able to have the badge. But that didn't happen. On Sunday, Twitter updated the language on blue checkmarks to read, "This account is verified because it's subscribed to Twitter Blue or is a legacy verified account," but not making the distinction clear. Also on Sunday, the gold verification badge for the New York Times on Twitter was removed. In a follow-up tweet about the removal, Elon Musk said, "New York Times is being incredibly hypocritical here as they're super aggressive about forcing everyone to pay their subscription." A new report from Korean publisher The Elec claims that Apple halted production of its M2 series chips at the start of 2023 after global demand fell for PCs. The Elec writes, "Taiwan's TSMC did not send 5 nanoprocess M2 chip wafer workpieces to the outsourced semiconductor package test, or OSAT, in January and February, according to the OSAT industry on the 3rd. It is believed this is because Apple requested to stop production as demand for MacBooks dwindled. TSMC typically finalizes its fabrication process by sending the wafer-processed products to Amkor Technology's Korean factory for packaging work. After February, production appears to have resumed, but the Elec sources say only at half the level compared to last year. On Friday, the startup Astrolab told the New York Times that it had recently signed an agreement with SpaceX to reserve a spot on an uncrewed Starship cargo mission set to launch as early as mid-2026. Astrolab is building the Flexible Logistics and Exploration, or FLEX, rover, designed to carry equipment, supplies, and even people around on the moon. Astrolab says FLEX will be the largest rover to travel the lunar surface, about the size of a Jeep Wrangler that can carry up to 2 astronauts and has a robotic arm to move cargo and can travel up to 15 miles per hour. On Sunday, Paris residents voted on a referendum organized by Mayor Anne Hidalgo to ban rental scooters from the city's streets, with 89% in favor of the ban. 3 e-scooter companies that operate in Paris, Dot, Lime, and Tier, said in a joint statement that low voter turnout affected the results and that restrictive rules, limited polling locations, and long lines kept many people from voting. Lime previously told TechCrunch that 90% of its fleet in Paris is used every day. If the referendum isn't reversed, which it still could be, 15,000 e-scooters need to be out of the city by September 1st. A Pew Research Center survey shows that around half of people in the U.S. are in favor of banning TikTok, with 22% opposed and 28% unsure. But for those people who actually use TikTok, only 19% support a ban. Now, most people know that TikTok has ties to China, but for those who didn't, 27% still supported a ban. It's worth noting that Pew only surveyed those 18 and older, so TikTok's large younger base did not get factored into these numbers. Monday, Western Digital said in a press release its network was breached on March 26th, and an unauthorized party gained access to multiple company systems. The drive maker and storage provider says the incident, quote, has caused and may continue to cause disruption to parts of the company's business operations. Multiple users of Western Digital's Network Attached Storage, or NAS service, MyCloud, note they're not able to access their cloud-hosted data. The MyCloud service status page says MyCloud, MyCloud Home, MyCloud Home Duo, MyCloud OS 5, SanDisk IBI, SanDisk Expand Wireless Charger Services are all affected. The Tor project, maker of the anonymous Tor network and browser, is working with Mulvad VPN to launch the privacy-focused browser Mulvad, a Firefox fork that uses VPN instead of a decentralized onion network for Windows, Mac, and Linux, making it harder for you to be tracked across the web. The Verge notes, it's already possible for anybody tech-savvy enough to configure a browser to minimize their fingerprint online, but Mulvad is designed to take care of everything without an everyday user needing to think about it. And finally, on this day in 1973, an engineer at Motorola, Martin Cooper, made the first public call using a cell phone. Cooper called Joe Engel, head of AT&T-owned Bell Labs, which was at the time in competition with Motorola to build a working mobile device. Cooper, who is now 94 years old, told CNN, "I was not surprised that everybody has a cell phone. We used to tell the story then that someday when you're born, you would be assigned a phone number. If you didn't answer the phone, you would die." Thankfully, that hasn't happened. Not yet, anyway. Although a 2021 study by Pew Research Center showed 97% of Americans own a cell phone of some kind today. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.